Audio Jungle.
Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, along with my co-host,
Brooke Mainville
from Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, on another episode of Let's Talk About Aging.
Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, and I have the pleasure this morning to talk to Jennifer Page, who is the Executive Director of MAP, Inc. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Kitty. Thank you for inviting me.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about is how people find MAP. We have this wonderful statewide network of counselors that help people with Medicare and Medicaid and finding drug plans. What kinds of things are most successful for helping people find us?
As you mentioned, MAP is a statewide program. We have 16 regions. When we're looking at success, the individual things that the regions do on their local levels bring in a lot of our clientele, our beneficiaries. One of the things that we find most successful is just that person-to-person marketing. Someone comes in, they have a great experience with a counselor, they get a lot of help, and then they tell their friends. And so we get a lot of referrals that way. You know, we're always really appreciative that our counselors are ambassadors for us in the community. They're out there talking about the work they're doing at MAP. And we've had a lot of success with that too. So we appreciate that person-to-person connections that this program really builds. I would say if we're looking at success, that's probably number one. Number two is our organization, MAP, Inc., which is the statewide organization that oversees the program for Michigan. We have really shifted in the last couple of years to a more coordinated statewide effort for marketing.
So yes, we have. And a slight name change, too.
Yeah. So we should address that. We were formerly known MAP. The MMAP stood for the Michigan Medicare, /Medicaid Assistance Program. In the last year, we made the choice to remove Medicaid. So now it is the Michigan Medicare Assistance Program. That was a calculated move, mostly because we wanted to focus on our beneficiaries who qualify for Medicare. So, of course, we have beneficiaries who also qualify for Medicaid with their Medicare, mm-hmm. and we're still providing as much assistance as we can for those folks. But we were just seeing a huge increase in Medicaid-only outreach for assistance. We wanted to make sure that those folks were getting to the correct places. So we made that change to our name. We did a little marketing around that. You'll see our newer campaigns. We focus a lot on social media. It's a modern marketing tool that we like to utilize. We're using those new logos. So you will notice the Medicaid missing from that. And then over the last couple of years, we've launched three pretty big campaigns. One, a fall timed open enrollment outreach media campaign that featured a mailbox.
Yes, Joyce.
Yes,
she
Joyce
is adorable.
We and love she, Joyce.
Yeah, that commercial is still on your website, isn't it?
It is still on our website, yes. So people can definitely check it out there. It re-ran again this fall. So there were a couple chances to check that out. It ran on local TV stations across the state. And we've gotten so much positive feedback from that commercial. It actually won three pretty big media awards. So we were excited about that. I think we will probably continue to run that campaign as we near open enrollment each year, just because it's a good tool. We've seen a lot of good feedback from it.
It's successful for sure. I've gotten feedback too from people that have seen it.
It really differentiates what MAP does from the other commercials that folks are seeing. It does a really good job of pointing out that you maybe are getting overwhelmed by mail and that there is someone that can help you sort that out. We're not just another piece of mail in your mailbox. We're the folks that can help you sort it out. So I think that was important.
Yes, I agree. Anything else about the campaigns?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, we did that one last spring into early summer. We launched our Senior Medicare Patrol program, an SMP campaign. It was coming into Fraud Prevention Week, which is a national movement around fraud prevention, but also around Medicare fraud prevention. We did that. There was also an element of volunteer recruitment to that campaign. We definitely need folks who are interested in helping people with SMP when they maybe have concerns or need to make complaints about things that may have happened.
Amen to volunteers. They're harder to come by, and we always need volunteers. Anybody that needs a fun thing to do that's so important in your community, I really urge you to contact us.
Absolutely. Reach out to your local organization. Anybody who's interested in learning more about volunteering can also find out information on our website at mapinc.org, and we'll connect them with whoever the appropriate region is for them to volunteer with. We are excited to offer people the opportunity to volunteer for SMP. It's an interesting program, and maybe that's something they would want to do. Absolutely check that out. And this fall, we launched a MIPA campaign that was more specific around the work that we do with that program, which is very specific outreach to our lower income rural beneficiaries. That is for low income subsidy applications, Medicare savings program applications. The theme of it was you could use a little help with your Medicare. And you know this, Kitty, we find a lot of people don't know that they can get extra help or that they might qualify for it. So we want people to look into that. There's no harm in checking.
Right. And we really do help. We help them with the applications. We screen their qualifications and we follow through and help them get whatever subsidies that they might qualify for. And that's part of MIPA. Do you know what MIPA stands for?
It is the Medicare Information for Patients and Providers Act.
Any other programs, advertising programs?
Another thing that we will be doing this year that a lot of regions have done individually, but will be more of a coordinated statewide campaign this year, is we will be sending out birthday cards to our Medicare eligible residents here in the state of Michigan as they turn 65 this year, 2024, just to ask if maybe they have some questions and direct them to their local regions. So we're excited about that.
I'm excited too, because very rarely do we actually have direct contact with people that are first eligible for Medicare. This gives us that connection if they want it. And they can attend new to Medicare webinars. We can assist them with affordable prescription drugs and programs for that. So the birthday card or postcard, whatever you do, that's going to be so needed. It doesn't matter if you're in the city or if you're out in a rural community like us. If you're turning 65, they're on the list, right?
Yes, absolutely. So those will be sent out by birth month ahead of time. So if your birthday is in March, you'll most likely receive that in February. Absolutely reach out to your local region. There's often a lot of questions around Medicare, especially when you're first starting with it. I know our regions do an excellent job of helping people answer those questions. And tying that back to MIPA, it's a great opportunity to see if maybe you qualify for some extra help as you're starting out on Medicare.
I agree. Don't hesitate about reaching out. Not only do you have a website, we have a website, but there is a statewide 800 number, isn't there, for everybody to call?
Yes.
And we have it memorized. 1-800-803-7174. I think there was a little tweak to that as well. It used to be that you would call it, and I don't know where it would go into central answering, but now it sort of kicks out to the region where you live, doesn't it? That was this year's change?
Yes. There were a couple changes that we made to the 1-800 line. One goes back to the logo change. We added some additional prompts to the 1-800 line. So if folks are calling just about Medicaid, we can get them to the appropriate place. So there is a prompt in there for that. And previously, when beneficiaries would call the 1-800 line, they would put in their area code, and that was how we were routing them to the appropriate region across the state. This last year, we made an update where the routing is done by zip code versus area code. So
much better.
Much more accurate. With the advent of cell phones, we were finding that you could move to different states and have the same area code that you used to have. It wasn't working like we wanted to. That change was made, and we were really excited about that. A similar update that we made really recently is we get a lot of inquiries via our website. There's a contact map information page where folks can reach out with questions, and that is automated now. So if folks put their zip code in, the system will route them to the contact person in their local region. Even though it's contacting a statewide organization when you call the 1-800 number or you reach out via the website, it's really our priority to make sure that folks are getting to their local regions where they can talk to somebody.
An actual person. Yeah.
An actual person.
Volunteer. Did we say that word volunteer before?
We
welcome volunteers always, and that's because we provide information. That's our whole mission, is information so that you have options. And we welcome questions. One thing about the 800 line, the 800-803-7174, that number is also printed on the Medicare and You book. So the Medicare book for Michigan is specialized for Michigan, and it includes our number because those folks at Social Security and Medicare know that we help people and we do it at no cost. There's no fee for service. We're not insurance agents. We're independent and unbiased. Jennifer, I can't tell you how many times having that number on that Medicare and You book justifies who we are. I've had people say, "How do I know you're not trying to scam me?" Well, do you have your Medicare and You book? The number you called is on there.
Yeah, we have done a really good job of outreach and letting people know that there are a lot of Medicare scams out there. You know, we're always really proud when we call somebody back from our office, and you probably are too, where they ask that question, "How do I know you're not scamming me?" Because we want people to be careful with their Medicare numbers. We want them to ask the questions. And you're right, having that number on that book really gives us a lot of legitimacy so folks can see that we are approved by the national Medicare folks and that we are the resource that they can reach out to. So I think that's important. You're right.
Absolutely. One of the other things on my list is that because of the new change in your name or our name and the change in the logo, you have published a whole library of new brochures for us to get out to our communities. So if somebody wants information, we have brand new brochures. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. With some of the updates that have come with the logo, we changed a lot of our marketing materials to match the national colors and the national logos, just so there's brand recognition. Again, as you were mentioning, just to give some legitimacy to the program so folks can make that connection. This organization looks like the national organization. They're a safe place that we can go. So when we redesigned the brochures, we were careful to make sure that all of that branding matched the national branding so that folks knew who they were talking to when they were looking at those brochures. There are brochures for every program. Each region should have them. And I think they give a lot of good information about each of the programs.
Right. So the brochures, you have a general one. You have a recruitment one and a senior Medicare patrol one for fraud and scams. So correct. If anybody, doctor's office or pharmacy or any other organization wants to have a few to hand out, don't hesitate. Give us a call on the 800 number. We'll be glad to send you some or deliver them and shake your hand.
Yeah, those are local connections that we always hope to have. You know, absolutely. If people can pick up a brochure in their pharmacy, then they know it's a good program and something that they can trust. We welcome any of those local advertising opportunities and partnerships.
Yeah, it's a safe place to ask your question. That sounds like a slogan or something, doesn't it?
Safe place to ask. We should look into that. It's our next marketing campaign.
A new marketing campaign. The other thing that I thought of is that the MAP office provided its counselors with brand new polos that have the new logos on it. We are so proud to wear our polos and look very uniform and identifiable. So if you see us in our blue polos, you know you can identify that we are with MAP and ready to assist you.
I just wanted to say we were thrilled to give those polos out. And it goes back to what I was saying before about our counselors being excellent ambassadors for our program. As I mentioned, over the last couple of years, we've really been trying to do a really coordinated statewide effort. So if you live in Alpena, or you live in Detroit, you can recognize a MAP counselor. And I think that those polos were helpful in doing that. We're happy to hear that people are proud to wear them and you can identify a MAP counselor in your community.
Very much so. Thank you, Jennifer. 2024, anything new?
Well, you know, with Medicare, anything can change. For our organization, just really moving forward with those coordinated communication efforts, I would imagine you will see a lot more information around the Senior Medicare Patrol as we really build up that program, planning on relaunching that campaign again, a lot more information about Fraud Prevention Week this year, that we're going to tie into that program. So we're excited about some of those things that are upcoming, a more centralized approach to volunteer recruitment. So we will really just be trying to get the word out there about the types of folks that we're looking for and what it means to be a MAP counselor and doing the best we can to recruit for our local regions as well. So that's a focus that we have for 2024. We recently began working with a different media company, a lot more focus on personal stories and getting some of those newspaper magazine stories out there so folks can see the impact that MAP is having in their local communities. So those are three pretty big projects that we're looking forward to in 2024.
They are huge projects. And anytime that you're talking about some sort of program or promotion around fraud and scams, they are so prevalent. Just for anybody that has been asked for their Medicare number, their Social Security number, banking information over the phone, just hang up. Call us and report it because we're here to also help to protect you. I don't know if it's because of internet and the ease of contacting people now, but our older adults are targets. I don't know if they know they have a target on their back, but they can open their mailbox and see that they have found you. So yeah. They know you exist.
Yeah. And unfortunately, scammers are getting much more sophisticated. We're seeing a lot higher use of AI, artificial intelligence, to really push out those calls. I would just reiterate what you're saying, Kitty, is that legitimate organizations are not going to ask you for that kind of information over the phone. So if anybody's asking you for things that you feel uncomfortable giving, you're questioning giving it, just don't, and call MAP. So
call MAP. I agree. And the 800 line, 800-803-7174. Anything else you'd like to add, Jennifer?
We're thankful for the support that we get in the community for the MAP program. If you've ever even questioned whether or not you should call the MAP program, then you should, because I think I said it a couple times, but it doesn't hurt to ask. It doesn't hurt to find out what the options are. And you might qualify for things that you didn't even know you qualified for. MAP counselors are the experts. And if you have an opportunity to spend some time with them, you absolutely should.
I wholeheartedly agree. Jennifer, thank you for joining us on Let's Talk About Aging, and let's do this again in the near future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kitty.
So this is Kitty Glomsky
and Brooke Mainville
asking you to join us again next time on Let's Talk About Aging.
Let's Talk About Aging is a production of the Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, 2569 U.S. 23 South, Alpena, Michigan 49707. This podcast was supported, in part, by Grant Number 90 MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modern-logo-zvhfbj6.